News from Bermondsey by Chiara Giordano of Southwark News. Resident fear as cladding on new developments failed fire safety tests. Cladding covering 20% of a Bermondsey housing development has failed fire safety tests. It's been revealed that a sample of cladding from Notting Hill Housing's Exchange development, also known as Grange Walk, was sent to be checked by the Building Research Establishment, or BRE, but failed tests. There are five buildings in the development: Costermonger, Whitmore, Oakham, Parchment and Hepburn, all of which have a limited amount of cladding. The Housing Association has contacted London Fire Brigade to arrange an inspection, and a 24-hour fire watch by trained security officers is in place at the buildings. A core sample of cladding from Grange Walk in Southwark was sent to the BRE for testing, and they confirmed on Monday, that's the 10th of July, that the sample failed the test, a Notting Hill housing spokesman told the news. This cladding makes a minimal part of Grange Walk's frontage, around 20%, but nevertheless, we're taking measures to ensure the safety and peace of mind of our residents. We've notified the London Fire Brigade to arrange an inspection. We're checking the current fire risk assessment is valid and any recommendations arising from it have been completed, and that all fire-stopping measures are intact and working correctly. In addition, we've arranged a 24-hour fire watch by trained security officers, which will complement our existing on-site concierge service. Grange Walk was our only development within Southwark where BRE testing was required. Hyde Housing Group's Bonanity building in Spa Road or Enid Street also failed fire safety tests, the news revealed last week. Tests revealed cladding containing aluminium composite material, which was called into question following the fatal Grenfell Tower fire in Kensington. Hyde also awaited results of cladding tests for five other buildings in Southwark. Samples of cladding on Eyot House, Artisan House, Davol House, Hicks House and Prospect House, all in Bermondsey Spa, had also been sent for testing. Anood Al-Samiri, leader of Southwark Liberal Democrat Council Group, said last week, I attended a meeting of residents at Bermondsey Spa, including the Bolanachi building, which is managed by Hyde Housing. Residents were very worried about the tests, which have shown that their cladding contains the same material, ACM, as Grenfell. Hyde Housing were at the meeting and committed to taking urgent action, but residents had a number of questions about timescales, alarms, stay-put advice, escape lighting and fire doors. We agreed that Hyde would share the fire risk assessments with residents and that we would continue to meet until all the questions were resolved. Residents were, understandably, anxious, and Liberal Democrat councillors will continue to fight their corner. Ben Johnson, Liberal Democrat councillor for Grange Wards, said, I share the shock and distress of local residents that their cladding has failed the fire safety tests. The government should pay for this fire safety work, which has affected blocks across the country. But in the absence of any national funding, Hyde and Notting Hill must cover the costs of these essential works and not pass them on to leaseholders.